Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The sales of our number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and picture disc, man, have they slowed down. 88 grand? And that's, we didn't even have, that's over the weekend? Is this from Friday?
That's Friday. No, that's Thursday.
Oh, my God.
No, that's Friday. 86,000
on Friday and 88,000 on Tuesday. Good sweet Lord, what has happened? What has happened? I know Christmas is over, but now's your chance. Maybe we got to lower the price on that pile. Sorry, my friend's place, but you're just not going to get as much money this year because the people have just suddenly gotten cheap. They've suddenly chintzed up on us. Doesn't that seem amazing to you? Over one, two, three days. $2,000 over 3 days is pretty sick. Well, look, come on. Let's help the kids out. Even just buy the CD and throw it away in the garbage. Buy the CD. It's $20 and it helps out my friend's place, the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood. And they do fantastic work. The great Steve Lepore has rejoined them, the founder. They don't get any government money. It's just like private bread that is donated to this organization. So, tell you what, just place an order for my CD and tell them, please don't send me the CD. I'll send you the just go ahead and charge my credit card, the $23.50, but I don't need for you to send me the CD. And then we also have the picture disc, which is a unique moment in time, something that all collectors, I'm sure, would be very glad to have. You can even call up and say, yes, I'm interested in that picture disc. Certainly, sir. And just go ahead and charge my credit card. Okay. You don't have to mail it to me, though. All righty. Because I wouldn't, I wouldn't use it as a frisbee. Whatever you want to do is fine with me. Just get up off of your ever-widening rear end. You know I love you, but, man, you've been sitting with the See's candy after the first of the year. It's a limited edition. There's only 1,000 of them. They're signed and they're numbered, and you don't want it. How much more of this humiliation am I going to have to take? How many more emails from Don Barrett am I going to have to suffer through? How much more of this am I going to have to suck up before the world recognizes the genius that am I? So anyway, that number again, 877, I say that number again, I didn't give it out the first time, 877-616-7445, 877-616-7445. Let me give you that number one more time. You got it. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. On to a serious note, Casey Martin longs for the day when he is known as an ordinary golfer instead of the sport's most famous litigant. But his career could very well be over before the legal battle is done. As you know, Casey suffers from a painful and brittle right leg. This is a condition that he's had for a long time, and he sued for the right to use a golf cart on the PGA Tour. The PGA gave him the right to use the cart, I think, in certain events, USGA-sanctioned events. But he's taken his argument all the way to the Supreme Court, and they will hear the arguments tomorrow. There is no recourse for me after this, said Martin, who will attend the court's proceedings with his family. Martin has been allowed to use a cart pending appeals. However, his leg, afflicted by a rare circulatory disorder, is getting weaker. Amputation may become necessary, or he could step the wrong way, and he could literally break the leg, ending his career. His game is also down. He finished in a tie for 23rd at the 98 U.S. Open. He qualified for the PGA Tour last year, but did not play well enough to keep his card for 2001. In the first tournament of the season, the Tucson Open, he failed to make the cut. So the poor guy is up against it. And a lot of the professionals don't want a guy to use a cart. This is something that you may think is under the American with Disabilities Act. Art Griego on the phone with us from Santa Monica to talk with us about. Are you at the Santa Monica airport right now?
Right now I am, so I'm waiting on a couple of friends of mine who just got in from San Francisco.
And tell me about American with Disabilities Acts and why you're involved in this, Art.
Phil, I am also looking to apply for my PGA card sometime next year. Right now, I'm hoping that this will be a favorable outcome for Casey Martin.
Are you disabled as well?
I do suffer from a disability. Yes, I do.
So you're waiting for this case to wend its way through the courts, finally get to the Supreme Court. If it's favorable to Casey, you'll proceed?
If it is favorable to Casey, I will proceed with my attempt at getting a PGA card because that will mean that I'll be able to use a golf cart. And I think that is, important to all Americans with disabilities. And again, if you have a chronic lifelong disability, I believe American with Disabilities Act does cover you. Because what all we're asking for, Phil, is a hand up, not a handout. We're asking that just allow us to take advantage of this opportunity.
Are you? What do you suffer from?
I'm an alcoholic.
That's kind of an unusual, but that is a lifelong disability, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I've had it all my life.
Are you drinking now?
No, I'm a recovering alcoholic, Phil, so I don't drink anywhere near as much as I used to.
All right, so as an alcoholic, you feel that you are covered.
No, I know that I am. It is a disability, like diabetes, anything that debilitates us.
Well, why, if you're an alcoholic, why can't you walk a course? I mean, you stay away from booze, you can still walk a golf course, right?
As an alcoholic, Phil, as you know, I should stay away from anything that could cause me to have a relapse. And if I am forced to walk 18 holes, that's something that may make me want to drink, because at the end of 18 holes of golf, there's a little thing called the 19th hole that a lot of golfers are familiar with, Phil, and that means, you guessed it, nice, cool draft beer. And I got to be aware, and I have to be wary of situations like that.
We're talking with Art Griego. Art is an alcoholic who feels that he should be allowed to ride in a cart in the PGA Tour the same way that Casey Martin may be allowed to, because he has a disability, alcoholism. Casey Martin's disability is...
He has a bad leg.
He has that circulatory problem in his leg. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Let me ask you this. A lot of people say walking is part of the game of golf. Do you agree?
I think walking is part of the game of golf if you are not an alcoholic. If you can walk and have two drinks and drive home to your wife and not, you know, drive over the center divider on the freeway, then I think that you're able-bodied. Walking should be part of the game. But if you have a disability like we do, like Casey and I do, then I think you ought to be allowed to use a cart.
I'm having a problem with you saying that you have a disability because you're an alcoholic.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems to me like you can still walk. But you're saying if you were forced to walk...
If I'm forced to walk, you might as well have me sit me down on a bar stool and open up a bottle of Kessler's Smooth as Silk and put it underneath my nose and have me inhale it for the next half hour, because that will directly jeopardize my sobriety. I will not let the PGA do that. I will not let the United States Golf Association do that. And I don't care what Jack Nicklaus thinks or Arnold Palmer. Okay?
I don't know whether either one of those guys have any direct... I mean, they've weighed in on this.
They both said they don't think Casey Martin should be allowed to ride in a cart, which means they won't think that I'm allowed to. Okay? And Jack Nicklaus, God bless him, maybe he can have a drink. Maybe Arnold Palmer can have a drink. But if I'm forced to walk 18 holes, that puts me one step closer to a gimlet, a martini and Rossi, just say yeah, or whatever we're talking about, and I can't let that happen.
All right, so in other words, as an alcoholic, you want to be able to apply for the ability to ride in a golf cart in a PGA event under the American with Disabilities Act.
Absolutely. I think that this court case tomorrow is going to cover that.
All right, I'm going to tell you right now, when you say we, you're talking about you and Casey Martin. He's got this leg thing.
Well, all right, he has a leg thing, but that doesn't mean that I don't have a problem, too.
When you say we, you're an alcoholic, and here's a guy who may have to have his leg amputated.
Absolutely no difference between the two of us.
I don't know. I don't see it that way.
Why?
He may lose his leg. You just don't have to stay away from a drink.
Yeah. It's easy to say, Phil. It's really tough to do.
Where are you right now, by the way? You in a restaurant?
I'm at a bar and grill right now talking to you because it was the only phone available, and I don't have a cell phone. But I don't want to lose my sobriety.
Well, what are you doing in a bar and grill calling me?
Because it was the only payphone available. I don't have my cell phone with me. Look, I don't want to lose my sobriety. And if Jack Nicklaus thinks I'm going to drink just so I can play golf with him, he's crazy.
1-800-449-8686. So you're a recovering alcoholic.
Yes, I am.
So how often do you drink?
I have a glass of wine at Christmas. You know, things like that.
Art Griego. You're also a pilot out there, Art, and I know that you do a little commuter flying.
Absolutely.
You don't drink when you fly.
No, sir. That's against FAA regulations.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Art Griego is on the line from the Santa Monica Airport. He's out at a restaurant out there talking to us about how the American with Disabilities Act should allow Casey Martin to play on the PGA Tour with a cart. Casey, as you know, has the circulatory problem in his leg. And it should also allow Art to play on the PGA Tour riding in a cart, even though he's an alcoholic. Excuse me for a moment. I have a I have a medical condition that he feels he should be allowed to ride on a golf cart, in a golf cart, because he is an alcoholic. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Joining us from Santa Monica over at the Christie's Bar and Grill is Art Griego. And I understand, Art, that it was the only phone available, but you are an alcoholic and you're in a bar.
I understand that, too. And I'm very mindful of that.
Okay, so that, to me, you're putting yourself at risk. You're saying that, like Casey Martin, who has a circulatory problem in his leg and therefore needs to be able to ride a cart around the golf course, you're an alcoholic, and therefore you need to ride, because you said,
if I have to walk 18 holes, I may take a drink.
You're saying if you have to walk 18 holes, you may take a drink.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And the PGA is not going to rob me of my sobriety. Now, I'm going to be applying for a PGA card this year. I am.
You are going to qualifying school?
I will. I'm planning on going to qualifying school. If I qualify, then I will expect to be allowed to play with a cart if the Supreme Court ruling goes in favor of Casey Martin. Otherwise, if I have to walk, the first thing I'm going to think about is a cold beer. Who wouldn't? If you're hot and you're tired, what do you think about, Mr. Henry?
Well, you know, sometimes I think about an iced tea.
All right. Well, that's what makes a horse race. Everybody's different. But I think about a cold beer. I think about Budweiser, you know, on Ice House. Or a Long Island iced tea. That's the thing.
How is your sobriety? Let me take a phone call. Your sobriety doesn't sound all that secure.
I feel very good.
All right. Gwen, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Gwen, hello?
Oh, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I cannot believe this gentleman on the phone. It is absolutely ludicrous that he would compare himself to Casey Martin. He has control.
Casey Martin has
disease.
A disability, and I have a disability.
No, you have a disease that you can control, sir. Casey Martin has no control of his disease.
I can control it up
you
to a point.
You are a joke.
But the PGA, I can control it up to a point. But when the PGA puts me in a position of having to want to have a beer.
Oh, no, you put yourself
me walk?
In the position.
No,
you
I'm
are
not.
Ridiculous.
No, I'm not putting myself that. I'm asking that I be allowed to use a cart so the PGA can't force me into the position of wanting to drink a tall boy or what have you.
You are a joke. You have complete control of whether you drink or not.
You know, I'm a little fuzzy on the this is Phil Henry, ma'am. I'm a little fuzzy on alcoholism. Is it a control thing?
No, it isn't, Phil. It's a disease, and it's been recognized as a disease for many years.
Yeah, but there are alcoholics who don't drink.
Yes, of course. I mean, that's the whole idea behind recovery.
Yeah, have some self-control.
The whole idea behind recovery is not, well, it's more than self-control, ma'am. That's why we have Alcoholics Anonymous. It's about drinkers helping drinkers. And I happen to know that Jack Nicklaus drinks. And why doesn't he, he's a drinker, why doesn't he help me and let me ride a cart?
What
and help
are
me
you
stay
doing?
Sober.
What are you
mean,
doing
Jack
in
Nicklaus?
A bar?
Because
what are you doing in a bar? You're
I'm,
not
this
a
was the only,
alcoholic.
As I said to Mr. Henry, this is the only phone available. My cell phone does not work.
And I would feel better if you went out and used the phone from some other place like your office.
My office
Absolutely.
Is a ways away. But what do you know? What do you know about it?
Pardon me?
What do you know about it?
Well, I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse for over 15 years.
Yeah, and?
I do believe that alcoholism is a disease, but it's a cop-out for him to say that and compare himself to Casey Martin.
He is disabled like me. Casey Martin, I can tell you.
Casey Martin is going through a lot of pain.
So I'm going to tell you and the ladies something. There is no more searing, hellish pain that I go than the pain that I go through when I drive by the Bush Brewery.
You're a joke.
Oh, now you're
an
laughing
absolute
at
absolute joke. I am laughing at
now
you.
Now you're laughing at an alcoholic.
You should be
who
ashamed of yourself.
I'm ashamed.
You should be absolutely
look,
ashamed of yourself.
The point
compare yourself with Casey Martin. Shame on
there
you.
Are...
The guy next to me's got Bailey's Irish Cream in his coffee.
Yeah, this is a joke.
Get out of that bar, man. You are in big trouble sitting there.
I'm just saying the guy next to me is pouring Bailey's into his cup.
You are in that bar
ma'am,
because you
ma'am,
want to drink.
When Casey Martin stands on that leg, he goes through horrible pain.
We're aware of that. He's described that condition to the court.
When I drive by a Kessler Smooth as Silk billboard, I have to hold my head. Because of the, you know, I'm not
you're
laughing at you.
Well, you're a joke.
I can smell the booze they're pouring in this place, too.
When was the last time you had a drink?
When's the last time you had a drink? Better question.
I don't drink.
About 10 minutes before you called?
I don't drink.
You
when
don't
was
drink.
The last time you're recovering
I
alcoholic?
I had some white wine at Christmas.
You're not supposed
what?
To drink.
You're not supposed to drink at all.
Wait a second. I had some white wine at Christmas.
You are not a recovering
you can't,
alcoholic.
You can't drink. And be an alcoholic, okay?
That's right.
You can't, if you're an alcoholic...
I understand that. I don't need the two of you screaming at me. One or the other is fine.
All right. This lady's a nurse.
Well, she's a nurse. She's not a doctor.
Oh, my gosh. I'm taking care of alcoholics in clinics. They do not drink. If you are recovering and if you're going to AA meetings, you should not be picking up your hand, picking it up, grabbing a glass, and putting it to your lips. That's you doing it.
I'm not
it.
Putting
not
any the... booze to my lips. I had a glass of wine at Christmas. You
that
want to crucify me? You want to nail me to a cross?
That is alcohol.
Is that what you want to do?
Why would you do that?
A lousy glass.
You can't
did
drink.
Did the PGA make you have that glass of wine?
Yes, they did, because I am worried about the Supreme Court. Is a man not allowed to have white wine at Christmas? Is that it? Is that what you're saying to me now?
Take
if you're an alcoholic, no, you're not.
For your disease. Don't blame
well, I'm
anybody
tell you,
but you.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Gwen, for your call. Do you hear
it? Well, it's great that you get people who call up Phil and are not qualified. They're not doctors. And
well, the lady's a nurse, and she has her opinion, but the point is you can't drink. I know enough about alcoholism to know that drinking as an alcoholic is the same as eating sugar if you're a diabetic. You can't do it. It's poison, okay?
Well, I'm hoping for the Supreme Court ruling.
Okay, that's fine. Stay away from the booze. David, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm not a doctor, but I have attended AA, the support group, the Al-Anon, with a friend
Al-Anon,
and for
yeah.
many meetings and listened. This guy don't know what he's talking about. He's an alcoholic, he says, recovering, yet he drinks. He's in a bar.
He
needs to take responsibility like AA says in the 12 step.
What is wrong?
He ought to read his book.
What's wrong with me sitting in a bar?
You're
complaining about the temptation on a golf course, and yet you walked into a bar.
To make this phone call.
I didn't have a cell phone. How many
it
more
times? It doesn't matter. You're making excuses and blaming the PGA for your bad choices. Now you're going to blame your cell phone on you going into a bar?
I'm telling you, I came in here, they got good hot wings in here, I wanted to sit down.
Boy, I tell you, you're ridiculous.
You know,
so if you go
sir,
to work and
I'll
your coworkers get off and go drink, you're going to be tempted and blame them now, too.
No, I'm not blaming it. What I'm saying is I get my PGA card, and they make me walk the course.
But they don't
they've
make
just
drink.
About they've shoved a beer into my hand. That's what they're
no,
doing.
No, they don't.
Yes,
they don't
they
put beer in your hand.
They shoved a beer into my hand if they make me walk that course.
No, they
and
don't. They
look
do
at,
not put a glass, a can, or any other kind of beer in your hand.
Do you know the searing pain that I feel every time I drive by a billboard that says Miller Genuine Draft?
Hey, I can understand the emotional problems.
Yes,
sir. Like I said, I went to
yes,
Al-Anon with a friend for a long time.
I grabbed my head and
I learned a lot about it. I watched the hurt of these folks.
I
but
saw
every one of them that was consistently making the plan work did not drink ever.
I saw
when they drank, they screwed up, they said. They admitted
Angie
it. You
Angie
won't.
Dickinson on a Martini and Rossi commercial, and I hated both of them.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. Geez, what is that? Is that on the line? We have, where are you, Art?
I'm out at the golf course now.
Okay, now you've driven. Art Griego is with us, who is applying. He is looking very carefully at the Casey Martin Supreme Court case tomorrow, because Casey, if he wins, will be able to ride in a golf cart during professional golfing events. Casey has a circulatory problem in his leg, which makes it very painful to walk. You are saying, because you have the disability of alcoholism, you should be allowed to ride in a cart as well.
I do, Phil, and I'm out at a public course right now. This is near Santa Monica, just near the Rancho Park, and I'm walking now along the course.
Are you? You're out on the course now?
I'm walking from the first tee box now to there's nobody on the course right now, although there's some guys who want to hit up, so hold on.
All right, so what is that dog barking?
I don't know. That's over some of the other property.
So you are on the course, and you're going to follow these guys?
I'm going to follow the gentleman just hit up. All right.
And you're walking?
I'm walking behind them, yeah. Now, as an alcoholic, this is very dangerous for me because already, okay, I can feel what's happening to me right now, Phil. When I was a drinker, I carried a good luck beer in my golf bag, and I'm thinking about reaching back into my bag for the beer right now. And my mouth is watering. I really want to have a beer. And
because you're walking?
Because I'm walking. Oh, I can't do this.
All right, turn around and go back to the car then.
I really want a beer.
Turn around.
Okay. So anybody, you can see what I'm going through right now. Anyone who suggests that I should walk.
Well, don't get angry. You wanted to demonstrate.
I just think it's really wrong. I walked about maybe 75 yards down that fairway, and I really wanted a beer bad.
Well, go back to your car, and where'd you get the cell phone, by the way?
Well, Maria brought it over from the office.
Okay.
I'm going to drive back over to Christie's now.
Don't go back over to the bar, okay?
No, I left some food over there and some change.
All right, sit down and rest a minute.
If I stay any more here, I'm going to want to have a beer.
All right. Drive back to Christie's, which is only a couple of blocks away, and then get back with us. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Melissa. Hi, Melissa. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I think Art is blurring the line between a physical disability and a mental and emotional disability.
Art, back.
Okay.
To me, I don't see why Art needs to have a golf cart. I could see why Casey Martin would need to have a golf cart. He has an impediment, a disability that actually physically prevents him from being able to walk the course.
Get a glass of water, please.
And Art doesn't. I think
if I could jump in, you just heard me. I was on the golf course, and I walked 75 yards down the fairway, and I really wanted a cold beer.
Yeah, I hear you, Art. And, you know, I'm a recovering smoker, as you're a recovering alcoholic here, or so you stated. And, you know, to me, there are certain situations that I want to have a cigarette. I don't put myself in those situations. Or, you know,
playing golf? I'm not allowed to golf. I'm not trying to put myself
instance,
in that situation.
When I used to go to the bars.
That's why I'm saying to you that I want to ride in a golf cart, so I won't put myself in the situation of wanting a beer. All alcoholics are asking for is that we be treated the same way as Casey Martin, and that we get to ride in a golf cart, okay?
I don't see the similarity.
You're saying you'll get drunk if you have to walk 18 holes of golf.
Yes, sir. And the same holds true in bowling. The bowling alleys for years, if you're a drinker, they push you down to the number one lane. I want to be able to have a lane that is near the shoes. I want to have a lane that's near the good shoes and the good balls. And if they push me down there, I'm just going to think about drinking because I'm going to want to push the buzzer for the barmaid.
What?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
You're going to push the button for the barmaid if you got the wrong alley?
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
The bartender brought me in. I want ice. I don't want a butt ice. See, he brought me a butt ice beer.
What is going on, man? I hear police sirens.
I don't know. There's stuff going on outside.
Here, Debbie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, I have have a comment for this. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I have.
All right, so you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I do, but I think that what you're using this for is a cop-out. I think that what you need to understand is that when you go to AA meetings on a regular basis, you take responsibility. You cannot drink and be in recovery and claim sobriety.
I'm trying not to drink.
And that's great.
But when the PGA makes me walk from my car to the locker room, they are asking me. They're basically putting a cold beer in my hand.
Wait a minute.
No, sir, they are not. In my opinion, carry a glass of water with you or the iced tea. Or, you know what? When we go golfing, we carry our own bottled drinks. We don't worry about stuff
like that. But you know what I'm talking about a cold beer, don't you?
No, I don't. Absolutely.
You're a recovering alcoholic?
I am a recovering
alcoholic. What was your favorite drink?
I had 5 years sober, and I went back out. I have 4 months now, and you know what? My recovery is the most important thing. If I decide I'm going to go out with a group of friends to a bar, I always take about 4 or 5 people in AA. If I'm uncomfortable, I leave.
What's your favorite drink?
It doesn't matter what my favorite drink is. I'm an alcoholic. I liked it all.
Well, okay, but I mean, you know, a nice cold beer playing golf.
What are you trying to do?
I'm just asking.
Exactly.
What are you trying to do?
You're playing games, sir.
You're playing games with this lady's head?
I'm just saying, a nice cold beer walking down the fairway. And
it's poison for alcoholics. And for you trying to tempt this woman into having a...
So you're telling me you don't drink at all?
So what, you mean you don't go... You feel threatened when you go into a 7-Eleven to buy a Coke because there's beer in there? You're not going to... You know, are you going to, like...
I think it's an affront to my dignity as a man to sell beer.
What about those who are not alcoholic? You're infringing on their rights. They're
buy...
the ones that do not have the problems. We do.
Do they have to buy beer in front of me?
Well, why don't they have the right?
Because I'm an alcoholic. I may go back to drinking. Now, I will
tell you... What?
Wait
you
a minute.
You have a choice. You have a choice not to drink.
If I go out to a bar, okay, I don't
I'm
know
sorry,
why they've
sir,
got to
you're,
serve
you're,
alcohol.
You're in a position where you have no business being in a bar.
Well, why are they serving alcohol?
I don't go
alcohol?
To bars because...
Why
I
are they serving
uncomfortable.
It's a bar. That's why they serve alcohol.
Exactly.
I'm an alcoholic. I told the bartender I'm an alcoholic, and I asked them to suspend beer sales.
That's crazy.
Well, I just think that it's wrong.
Sir,
you know what,
I think that you need to get a sponsor and work your program. If you know any knowledge about AA, you better pick up the phone and do something and quit blaming other people and other things and take responsibility.
Can I ask what's going on out there?
I don't know. It's a police car.
Well, I'm hearing a siren. What is that? I'm hearing a siren every 5 seconds.
I don't know. By the way, I know who Bill W. is. Okay.
Well, why don't you... Do you have a sponsor?
Who?
Bill W.
Do you have a sponsor?
Bill Wilson.
Well, now, why did you blow his anonymity like that?
Because that's his last
name. He's dead. He's co-founder
well
of AA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your call, man. 1-800-449-8686. Are you drinking?
I'm not drinking now, no.
Were you drinking?
I had one, and the reason why...
Why did you do that, man? You're an alcoholic.
Because the PGA won't let me ride in a car. And they won't pick me up, they carry me over to my bag.
Carry you over to your bag? And
if you go to a really good club, they take your bag and your shoes down to the cart. They made me.
You just screwed it up, man. You're drinking.
Well... Blame Jack Nicklaus.
Blame Jack Nicklaus for your drinking. Danielle, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Danielle?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling to talk to the guy. He is not a recovering alcoholic. I just heard that he was drinking.
Right.
He's trying to use this PGA thing as an excuse, but he's continuing to drink. But I don't think he should even be allowed
to
play.
Because they want him to drive a car.
Because that's just a disgrace to the BGA to begin with.
The BGA. It's a PGA. It's not a BGA.
I said P as in Paul, sir.
I thought you said B as in black.
Because you're drinking, that's what you're hearing also. You're talking about driving in a cart. You shouldn't be doing anything to do with the PGA to begin with. Drinking, that's a disgrace. If you're kind of...
Right?
I don't want to talk to him. He's burping and stuff on the phone.
All I said was that I had the right to be in a car, so I don't drink.
You say you have a right to be in a car, and you also just said that I'm a recovering alcoholic, but you're continuing to drink. So you're not recovering. You have no right to be in a car.
What's wrong with me having a short beer? Just a short one.
A short beer which means you're not a recovering alcoholic. You're still an alcoholic. You're and you shouldn't be playing at all.
Huh?
You should not be playing
what
at all.
What is with the siren?
If you're trying to use that as an excuse.
I'm driving right now, so I think the police are...
You're driving?
Yes, I am.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Then why does it sound like there's a bunch of people in your car?
Oh, no, I'm still in the bar. I'm sorry. Ma'am? And hello? Phil? 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 Okay. There's a Phil Henry show. I gotta get out of here. Phil Henry show on the Phil Henry show. I gotta get out of here.
Show here, 1-800-449-8686. What, are we still in the bar there with Art? And I think that, you know, when you're talking about golf, look, I play every now and again. I haven't played that much since I blasted my back into, like, going on 3 years now, man. I slipped a disc picking a bag up at the Burbank Airport, and every time I try to twist my back, it's like, forget it, you know. So I went out and I tried to play a round of golf, and my back felt tight, and, you know, I had like 9 holes. I got a split. And it's great. It's fun. It's great camaraderie. It's very masculine. It's very everything. It's cool. All the spikes, all the guys talking and trash talking and all the cursing and swearing at these resorts where it costs you $200 for a round of golf. It's a very manly thing, but nobody's ever going to, you know, confuse it with a sport. And this ridiculous argument they have with this kid who wants to drive out there with a cart. Well, it's not part of the sport. Look, the seniors ride around in a cart, and so when somebody finally busted them on that one, they said, well, that's an exhibition of golf. It isn't really golf. Oh, I see. Glad of you to tell us that. And what did the seniors say when you told them that, that they're really not playing golf, that they're just engaged in an exhibition of golf, huh? I'm sure they were very happy and smiled and said, you know, you're right. You guys take that game a little too seriously, and you're going to have to start to wind it back a little bit, okay? We've put up with it long enough, and this is coming from a golfer. Tiger Woods, tremendous, stupendous, fantastic sportsman. But you cats, all I have to do, I'll use this as an example. Do you remember a thing called the Superstars competitions that ABC used to do in the 70s? Do you ever see those in replay? And they would have different athletes, or what they thought were athletes. They had, for instance, Reggie Jackson from baseball. They might have a football guy. Then they had a hockey guy. Then they had, like, a race car driver. And then they had a guy who was a racquetball champion. And maybe then they had another guy who was good at chess. And they put all these guys together in a bicycle race. Well, the guy who was the race car driver, who's, like, pale white skin, never been outside of his racing suit, so he's really skinny, he's thin, he's got no muscle tone, no definition. The guy's a race car driver. He spends most of his time sitting on his rear end using two things, basically, his hands and his brain, oh, yeah, and his legs a little bit, but mostly his brain and his intuitive abilities and his, you know, his decision-making abilities to race a car. What's that guy got to do in common with a dude that plays hockey? Who's running up and down the ice 50 million times a game, who's probably his cardiovascular system is far more, you know, in shape than this other dude with the race car driving and the chess player. Get out of here. Can you imagine? Yeah, I'll tell you, that golf, really a demanding sport, man. Let's put that cat up against some dude that plays soccer and have them row. All I'm saying is something that needs to be said. Back it off. Back it way off. Back your golf way, way, way off of me. You guys with your, it's a sport, it ain't a game, and he should be walking, he can't be riding. Look, the guy gets out there in his golf cart, and the dude is not a very good golfer to begin with as a professional. I don't know. It's maybe the cart's hurting him. For all I know, I don't know, because the guy can't make the cut at Tucson. The dude doesn't even qualify for his card. Oh, my God, he may actually finish 50th. Don't give him that cart. Whatever you do, don't let Casey Martin on that tour with that cart, because you never know. The guy may finish actually higher than 100th. He may actually finish with, like, maybe $5,000 next year. And that would just be a disgrace. Poor Lee Trevino and the rest of the, whoever the hell is playing these days. I don't know. I don't even follow the stinking game on TV. Tiger I watch because, hey, The guy's interesting to watch. The rest of those cookie cutter guys, it's just, you know, it's boring. But don't give that guy a golf cart, because the next thing you know, he may actually make a dollar or two. And if the guy ever gets good enough and actually wins a Masters, they'll blame it on the cart. See, that's what did it, you see. And that's what's missing out of your game. Isn't that right, Charlie? You bet. If you could just ride a cart, you got it. Guess what? You can already. Golf is not a sport unless you're walking. So all you guys that are riding out there in Palm Springs right now, and all you guys that are riding at the resort, all you guys that can't get out on a course unless you go out on a golf cart, what are you doing exactly? Because you ain't engaged in a sport. You're engaged in the exhibition of a sport. They won't let those guys. You can't go out on a regular course without a golf cart. You go to Palms. I don't care where you golf. If it's any place that's any good, you go to a public municipal links or something. You can walk, whatever. Hell, there's guys out there in shorts and no shirt. They're walking around with these bags that you pick up at Kmart for $5. They're slugging down the ice house, walking down the fairway with a big-ass bottle of ice house, one of those big 20-ouncers. And they got no shirt on, and they're playing in sneakers, and, you know, they're walking down this dirt road called a fairway, and they're, you know, they're those guys are playing golf. Or is it not golf if you're drinking beer? And what happens if you play a better round of golf when you're drinking than when you're sober? What is that called? Is that still golf? I could have sworn I seen Arnold Palmer after the U.S. Senior Open about 2 years ago just bellying up to a bar. I think he was kind of fishing around in his pocket for some change. He was ordering up himself a slice of pizza and a big, tall beer. He's in just a bunch of people. He didn't make the cut that day, so he's like cursing up and down, and then nobody wants to pay any attention to him. He's getting a beer. He's smoking a Pall Mall. I thought it was Arnie. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, so in other words, I don't know. Who's playing the golf then? The guy who's got himself, you know, $300 shoes, and he's got every kind of club known to mortal man, and he's got the latest irons, and he's got the latest, he's got everything. The bag is sweet, everything. All the gear he's wearing is just top of the line. Goes out to Palm Springs. He's paying $200 for a round of golf. Goes out with his buddies. Gets out of the cart, whacks away. He's driving the ball 300 yards, okay? Is that guy playing golf? Or is the guy who's at the municipal links walking down the middle of the dirt road we call a fairway in his shorts with the beer and the little bag that he got at Kmart, and he's just knocking the ball? Is that guy playing golf? Because according to the PGA, it ain't golf unless you're walking. So that juice hound in his Bermuda shorts and his wife beater T-shirt, that cat's just knocking it around, man. He's freaking Ben Hogan. And the guy who rode up in a golf cart with the $80 million Reebok shoes, he's just a bum because he's riding. Something ain't right here. Everybody's nodding, but nobody can really tell me why. No, I know what you're saying. Well, screw it. Who cares? If the Supreme Court has got a man on it, and I think they've got five, they had a little case get out there and ride to his heart's content, you know? Because the leg's going anyway. Not that it bothers me. I'd love to see him go out and just, like, throttle somebody. Just really take it to some guy. Go out in his little golf cart and kick the crap out of someone by 58 strokes. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.